Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, family? Come on, I'm going to say it one more time. What's good, family? Y'all already know it's your boy, Minister Bernard Marrow, back for another episode of By Faith We Good, an hour of faith-building encouragement that will lift up the name of Jesus and draw all of God's children closer to him. Family, y'all already know what I'm going to say. I'm super excited to be back on Purpose Kingdom Network tonight to give you a word from the Lord, not from myself, but from the Lord, that is going to help strengthen your faith so that you can be effective, so that you can live life and life more abundantly, which the Lord has given you, and so God can be glorified. Family, I'm just so excited to be back tonight to give you a word from the Lord, sharing with you all. This is the 1,317th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. God is really doing some great things here at Purpose Kingdom Network. Shout out to our CEO, Pastor Tylene Daly. She's so committed and dedicated to God, has assigned to her life, and we thank God for all of his messengers on Purpose Kingdom Network who come on here nightly every week to give you a word from the Lord so that you can press forward by faith. And I'm grateful that this is the 30th episode of By Faith We Good on Purpose Kingdom Network. Once again, an hour of faith-building encouragement that will lift up the name of Jesus and draw all of God's children closer to him. Shout out to all of my Philadelphia family. Shout out to all of my Chicago family. Shout out to my family all over the world. We are all family. Why? Because we are all God's children. We are all the body of Christ. And so let us come together and stick together. Let us be so unified that God will be glorified. Well, family, y'all already know there is a word from the Lord. There is a word from the Lord tonight for you. And I am going to open up in prayer, and we're going to get right into it. Last month, for those of you who tune in, you know, By Faith We Good, it airs every third and every fifth Friday of every month, every third and every fifth Friday of every month. And last month, in September, the Lord gave me a word to share with you all, working out what God is working in, move by faith. And at the end of last month's broadcast, I told you all that there was more, amen, and there was more that God wanted me to share with you all and that we were going to get back into it, also focusing on progressing in faith. And so I'm going to go ahead and open up with prayer tonight, and that's what we're going to focus on tonight. We're going to focus on progressing in faith first, because we're going to start with our foundation. We're going to start with progressing in faith and getting to the point where we work out what God is working in. Amen. And so tonight, working out what God is working in, move by faith, part two. And I'm just so excited. So let us go ahead and open up in prayer, family, so I can get you this word from the Lord that is going to nourish you, equip you, that is going to position you to be effective, to move by faith, and to help all of God's children, all others around you, as you lift up the name of Jesus, do the same. Because he said, when he be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. Amen, all of his children. And so let us pray. Father, we thank you We thank you for who you are. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for healing and deliverance. We thank you that you are awesome, that you are amazing, that you are phenomenal, that you are incredible, that you are God, that you reign supreme, that you have all power, that you're in control, that you are everything that we need you to be. You're our provider. You're our protector. You are our refuge. You are our fortress. You are our light and our salvation. You are the strength of our life. You are God. You are God all by yourself. And so, Father, we thank you. We love you. We honor you tonight. And so we declare, have your way, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Wherever your children are, have your way, Holy Spirit. Set the atmosphere where we are. Intercede tonight, Holy Spirit. Oh, be our advocate. Be our teacher. Teach us all things. Bring all things back to our remembrance and show us things to come. In the name of Jesus. Lord, bless your word that it go forth boldly, that your children receive it, that they install it and live by it and share it with others, that we all move by faith, that we come into agreement with your word by faith in the name of Jesus. Lord, we declare that somebody will rise tonight to say, what must I do to be saved? And so, Lord, we say, have your way tonight. We thank you for this moment. We thank you for who you are, and we love you with our whole heart. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we bind and block every distraction, every interference, everything that is not like you, all spiritual wickedness, we block and bind it in the name of Jesus. Lord, we clear our minds tonight. We open up our hearts. And we position ourselves to experience the full manifestation of your word. When we have great expectations, we have great faith, and we receive greater results. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, go ahead and give God some praise right where you are, family. Don't be ashamed. Don't worry about who's looking at you. Don't worry about who's going to hear you. Go ahead and give God. Let me give you some good news. It's your praise to God that gets you access granted. Let me say it again. It's when you give God praise that you get access granted, access to everything that God has promised and set up to take place, be manifested in your life. You have to be strong in faith. But also, you know, when situations come your way, come on, we walk by faith and not by sight. And so it doesn't matter what's happening around us. When we give God praise in spite of where we are, in spite of what's happening around us, your praise to God gets you access granted, access to healing, access to deliverance, access to restoration, access to provision. I'm talking about supernatural financial provision in Jesus' name. Come on, when you can press past your feelings and you give God praise in spite of what has taken place in your life, in spite of what's going on around you, that is a move of faith because you're saying, God, I'm not focused on how the situation looks. I'm not focused on what people are saying. I'm not focused on what the enemy is trying to trip me up with because I didn't already declare your word. And so because I've declared your word, the devil is defeated. Because I'm strong in faith and I've already declared your word, the enemy can't touch me. Anything that he tries won't get near me. No harm, no sickness, no disease, nothing will come near me. I'm covered in the name of Jesus. I'm covered by the blood of the Lamb. And so I'm going to praise you anyway. I'm going to worship you anyway. I'm going to adore you anyway. I'm going to love you anyway, God. I'm going to trust in you with my whole heart and lean not to my own understanding. Acknowledge you in all of my ways because I know you will, guaranteed you will, direct my path. So go ahead and give God some praise tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. I hear you in the spirit, family. You are blessing the name of the Lord. And we, come on, it's in his word. Come on, you ought to declare, God, I'll bless your name at all times, and your praises shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. And so, family, we're going to start tonight with progressing in faith, and then we're going to go into working out what God is working in. It's 10 minutes past the hour, and I only have an hour. And so let's get right into it. Starting at Romans chapter 10, starting at verse 9, and we're going to go from verses 9 to 13 in the King James Version, and then we're going to drop down to verse 17, all right? And so I want to break this down for you. This is what needs to take place before you can work out what God is working in you or has worked in you, because when we move by faith, when we live by faith, when we speak faith, we rest in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Come on. Everything that you need is already done. It's already available. God already worked it out. It's in the book of Isaiah. Come on. He's already gone before us and prepared the way. He's already made the rough places smooth and the crooked places straight. Come on. He knew us before the foundation of the earth. Come on, he know us by name. He know the very hairs on our head. And I'm talking about God who created heaven and earth. I'm talking about the only true living God, the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever. His name is Jesus Christ. He saved us. He redeemed us. He made a way for us. He loves us, and we love him. And so, family, everything that you need worked out, everything that you need, every need of yours that needs to be met, God has already made a way. And so let's focus on Romans chapter 10, verse 9. We're going to go from verses 9 to 13, and then we're going to drop down to verse 17. And so this is what needs to take place first so that you can progress in faith, and then you can work out what God has worked in. Hallelujah. So that you can work out what God has worked in. All right? This is what needs to take place first so that you can progress in faith and you can work out what God has worked in. Check it out. Verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shall be saved. And so, first and foremost, you got to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And I want to break this down to you, family, because I already know in the spirit, and I already know from experience as well what you're thinking. I already know because, see, when we confess this scripture or when we approach other people about the scripture, a lot of times people immediately think of religion. And I don't want you to focus on religion tonight. I want you to make this decision. I want you to focus on relationship over religion and faith over tradition. And so let me break this down to you. Relationship over religion, meaning having a real personal, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, focusing on getting to know him for yourself. No more just going through the motions. No more just going through the formalities. No more getting caught up in cycles, okay? We want to have a real, genuine, intimate, personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And I say faith over tradition because we don't, as I've already expressed, we don't want to get caught up in cycles, okay? When you think of tradition, you think of something that is continual, something that remains the same. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And so when we make the decision to choose faith over tradition, that means we'll move however God say move. We'll go wherever God say go. We'll do whatever he says do, even if it's not logical, even if we can't apply our own human reasoning to it. It does not matter. If God say move a certain way, we'll move that way. We're not going to question him, try to wonder or figure it out. We're going to do what he say do, go where he say go, be who he created us to be. We're going to be effective in the earth. We're going to inspire and change lives. We're going to produce good fruit in the earth. We're going to give God the glory. We're going to advance God's kingdom. We're going to move by faith. We're not going to get caught up in cycles. We're not going to get caught up in doing the same things over and over and over again. We're going to get into that tonight. All right? But we want to choose faith over tradition. We want to have an open mind to what God is saying. We want to be open to whatever he's saying, whatever he wants to say to us, whatever he wants to speak through us. Whatever he wants to do through us, we want to have an open mind because all things are possible with God. We want to choose faith over tradition because we don't want to put limitations on God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so first and foremost, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So first and foremost, family, you got to accept the Lord and Savior. You got to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Accept him into your heart. And it's a confession. Lord, listen, Father, I'm falling short of your glory, and I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he died for my sins and that he rose with all power on the third day. If you confess that, and then and if you declare, Father, if you declare, Jesus, save me, come into my heart. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Family, you will get saved tonight. So let's go to verse 10. It says, for with the heart men believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And so what is God saying in verse 10? For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. And it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. You're not going to declare what you don't believe. You're going to declare what you believe. And when you accept Jesus Christ into your heart, if you believe, fully believe that you are saved without being in your feelings, without doubt, without fear, if you fully believe that you are saved, then you will declare, I'm saved. Let's go to verse 11. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Can I break this down, verse 11 down in the Amplified Version for you all? And so verse 11 says, for the scripture says in the Amplified Version, whoever believes in him, whoever adheres to, trusts in, and relies on him will not be disappointed in his expectations. And so what is God saying, family? When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, in spite of the obstacles, in spite of the challenges that come your way, in spite of what takes place in this world, with God, you'll never be disappointed. What is God saying? If you adhere to his word, if you trust in him, if you fully depend on him, if your faith is strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, you will never be disappointed. Let's go to verse 12. Verse 12 in the King James Version. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Come on, that means there's no difference between us. If I call on him, I get benefits. If you call on him, you get the same benefits. Come on, it don't matter your nationality. It doesn't matter your race. It doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter where you've been, the people you've been around, the decisions you've made, the places you've been, the mistakes that you've made. It does not matter when you accept Jesus Christ into your heart, into your life. There's no difference between us. He's rich unto us all. Come on. There's no limit to what God can do in any of our lives. Amen. And verse 13, for whosoever, this is good news. Come on, verse 13, and for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Come on, that's good news. It don't matter where you're from or what you did in your life. It doesn't matter what your past is. If you call on the name of Jesus right now by faith, fully believing, without doubt, without fear, without being in your feelings, fully believe in who he is and what he's done for you and what he's able to do, he will show up for you. He'll save you. Not only shall your soul be saved, but he'll save you from depression. He'll save you from anxiety. He'll save you from financial struggle. He'll save you. He'll cover you. He'll protect you. He'll save you from all danger seen and unseen. He'll save you from your lifestyle that is not pleasing unto him. He'll save you, family. He will save you. And so here's where we focus the key verse for tonight as well. Verse 17. So drop down to verse 17 in Romans chapter 10, and here's what God says. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so God is saying that your faith will be established and begin to develop when you hear and meditate and read God's word. This is where we focus on progressing in faith. This is where we begin to progress in faith so that we can work out what God has worked in and is working in us. And so the word progress, as I've shared before, means to advance or develop toward a better, more complete, or more modern state. All right? And so each day, family, God blesses us to see each week we're blessed to press forward in by faith. Our faith should be progressing. Our faith is to increase daily. The more we hear God's word, the more we grow and nourish our faith so we can be effective in fulfilling the purpose God assigned to our lives and enjoying the abundant life God created us to live. And so I just want to encourage you, fam, to progress in faith. To progress is to succeed. To progress is to overcome. To progress is to mature. To progress is to be well equipped. Just as you've heard me say, especially if you tune into the Monday Motivational Moments each Monday, just as we nourish our bodies with the right foods, right, fruits and vegetables and plenty of water, right, so that we can continue to grow stronger and we're healthy. In the same way, we have to nourish our faith with the word of God so we are established in who we are in Christ, pressing forward by faith on a firm foundation that will never be shaken. And so, family, once you accept Jesus Christ into your life, now you are on your way to progress in faith. Now you can start developing your faith. Faith is like a muscle. The more you work it out, the stronger it is. The more you focus on developing your faith, the stronger your faith is going to be. And so your faith is like a muscle. You're either going to work it out, and it's going to become stronger, or you're going to let it be what it is, and it's going to become weak. And so you got to have strong faith, faith that's unwavering, faith unmovable, faith that is settled, faith that is sustained. And you do that with God's word. Amen. And so when you accept Jesus Christ into your heart, you begin to develop your faith so that you can progress in faith. Another definition for progress, the word progress is a forward or onward movement toward a destination. A forward or onward movement toward a destination. And so I just want to present these questions to your family. How committed are you to your relationship with Jesus Christ and the purpose he assigned to your life to fulfill? This is just something to think about. You know, all of us, we should all be doing an assessment of where we are, you know, where we've been, where we are, and where we're on our way to. Let me say it again. We should all be doing an assessment of where we've been, where we are, and where we're on our way to. We have to make sure that we are focused. And a lot of us, those of you who are under the sound of my voice, even those who will come to listen to the recording, the rebroadcast, after this live broadcast tonight, listen, all of us can look back and thank God for where he brought us from. Hallelujah. All of us can be grateful and thank God for where he has us right now. And all of us, come on, we can move by faith and thank God in advance for where he's leading us to. And so it's mandatory and necessary that we do an assessment. How committed are you to your relationship with Jesus Christ and the purpose he assigned to your life to fulfill? I want to share this wisdom with having a true profession of faith. There should be a true progression of faith. Having a true profession of faith, there should be a true progression of faith. Come on. God said in this word, hold tightly to the profession of your faith. Come on. Faith is our career. Come on. Faith is a lifestyle. Faith is our occupation. It's a lifestyle. You should be living a lifestyle of faith. Having faith is not temporary. It's not for the moment. It's a lifestyle. I live by faith. I move by faith. I speak faith. Everything that happens in my life happens by faith. I enjoy life. I've been through some things. I've had some obstacles come my way, but I've overcome them by faith. I've had some challenges come my way, but I've pressed through them by faith. I've had some struggles come my way, but I broke out of them by faith. Come on. I was looking for a job. It seemed like it was taking forever for me to get the job, but I got the job by faith. Come on. Come on. I was looking for a car, and my bank account was on negative. But guess what? I got the car by faith. I was looking for a house and didn't know where the closing money was going to come from. But guess what? I closed on the house by faith. Come on. This is why faith is a lifestyle, because when you are operating and moving by faith, guess what? You never lose. You never lose. You never get left behind. Everything that God promises in full manifestation in your life. Everything that God promised is your reality when you are strong in faith. That's why God said in his word in the book of Thessalonians, he said his word is at work in those who believe. Let me say it again. His word is at work in those who believe. What does that mean? You may say, what does that mean, Minister Merrill? Let me tell you. What it means is when you're in faith, God's word is active. When you're in faith, you activate God's word, and God's word becomes your reality. So when the enemy tries to come against you, guess what? No weapon formed against you is going to prosper because you're in faith and God's word is at work in you. Come on, come on. When you are, when it seems like you're in a struggle, guess what? It ain't going to affect you because Philippians 4:19 says, but my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory that is in Christ Jesus. Why? Because his word is at work in you. Because you are in faith, family. This is why you have to get God's word established in your core, in your inner self. Because God said in Proverbs, I believe, chapter 23:7, he says, so a man thinketh, so a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so what's in you is going to is what's going to come out of you. And so you got to get God's word in you so that when situations arise, God's word will come out of you. Not your feelings, not jealousy, not hatred, not envy, not malice, not strife, not schemes, not plots, not negative thoughts. Come on, cast down every imagination that exalt itself and bring it into captivity to the obedience of Jesus Christ. This is what takes place when you move by faith. And so, family, let me say this to you. And you might not like this, but I'm going to tell you how it is. If you tuned into this broadcast before, you heard me say, I'm going to give you what God gave me. And I'm going to give you what God gave me. And so let me tell you, you cannot blame anyone else for your condition concerning where you are if you're not taking the necessary steps to progress in faith that will produce results and change. And this is why I encourage you to choose relationship over religion and faith over tradition, because you serve a real God. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. You serve a real God. And because he's a real God, the only true living God, you'll get real results. And so if you're caught up in religion, if you're caught up in tradition, you're going to get caught up in a cycle. Everything's going to remain the same. There's going to be no change. There's going to be nothing different. You're going to be doing the same things, the same time, all the time. You're going to be doing the same things at the same times, all the time. But you got to learn how to branch out. You got to learn how to get out of your comfort zone. You got to learn how to do some things that you never done before so that you can receive what you never had. Can I say that again? You got to learn how to do some things that you never done before so that you can receive what you never had. Come on, family. Come on. We serve a real God, the only true living God. And because he's the real God, we get real results. And the reason why the Lord gave me, the reason why the Lord said choose relationship over religion and faith over tradition, because so many times we get caught up in just going through the motions. People who do have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, you know, it's always, oh, you know, I'm saved, I love the Lord, and I go to church on Sunday. And then we go to church, and we shout, and we have a good time, and then we go home, and we deal with the same problems. And we wait all week just to get back to God's house on Sunday so that we can shout and have a good time again. So let me say this. There's nothing wrong with that. There is absolutely nothing wrong with going to church, having a great experience, shouting and giving God praise, and receiving the word of the Lord. But what matters is, what are you doing with God's word when you receive it? Are you applying it? Are you meditating on it? Are you getting it established in you? Or are you just going to church because that's what you do as a child of God or as a believer? And so we have to break out of habits. We have to break out of what's comfortable. We have to break out of what's traditional. Go to church. Enjoy the experience. Give God some praise. Receive the word from the Lord, but move by faith, right? And so let me say this to you, family. Your spiritual health and the result of your life will be greatly determined by how diligent you are right now. It's just like a job. It's just like a job. When you get a job and you have longevity at your job, you focus on building your 401k. You focus on building your Social Security. Come on, you focus on building your pension, because the work, the years that you're putting in on your job now is setting you up for what you're going to have later, right? The years that you're putting in on your job now is setting you up for what you're going to have later. And so in the same way, you know, your spiritual health and the result of your life will be greatly determined by how diligent you are right now. And so the same way that a lot of you have longevity on your job, a lot of you have 401ks and pensions, a lot of you are in position to receive the Social Security benefits, whatever it is, all of that is a blessing. All of that is yours. Come on, you worked hard for it. Yes, right. It's yours, and you're going to enjoy it, and you're going to receive it all, because God's going to make sure you receive it all. But here's the difference. Here's the difference. The difference is I'm not going to depend on the world system. The difference is I'm not going to depend on the government. The difference is I'm not going to depend on this job. I'm not going to depend on man. I'm going to depend on God. Because when I depend on God, he exceeds my expectation. When I depend on God and I live according to his word and I live by faith, there's no limit to what God can do. And so I don't have to live according to limitations. I don't have to feel like what I've worked for is all I have. No, I move by faith. I'm going to have what I work for, and I'm going to have what God is going to bless me with, because he has his favor on my life, on your life, when you move by. And so your spiritual health is very important. The result of your life will be greatly determined by how diligent you are now. And so you got to study God's word now. You got to get equipped now. You got to be consistent now. You got to be in position now so that you don't miss out on what God has in store. Listen, God has been doing so much throughout this pandemic. And I don't even like saying the word pandemic, because we didn't already prayed and bind. We didn't bound this pandemic up. We didn't spoke to COVID-19. And it I believe it dried up. I believe it's done. That's just where my faith is at. I believe we spoke that COVID-19 has no power. This coronavirus is defeated in Jesus' name. This pandemic is coming to an end. I believe it in Jesus' name. If you believe it too, come on. You're in agreement. Come on. You have no reason to fear. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And so, family, listen, your spiritual health matters. You want to be in position for all that God is doing. And you want to make sure that you don't miss out on what God is saying. You don't miss out on how God is moving. You don't miss out on what's taking place in the spiritual realm. There's a lot of people who missed out. There's a lot of people who have no clue what's happening. What's happening in the spiritual realm. They only see what's happening in the natural. And they're blinded. Because they don't know what's going on. They don't know how God wants them to move. They don't know what's happening. They don't know what's about to happen. God is up to something. There's a lot of shifting taking place. I know it to be true. In the spirit, I know it. There's a lot of shifting taking place. There's a lot of changing taking place. Come on. God is working. He's shifting. He's rearranging. He's changing things around. He's changing positions. He's moving people out of position and putting people in position. I mean, there's a lot going on. There's a reason this pandemic has taken place. You got to be alert. You got to be focused. God ain't playing with us. He loves us unconditionally. He takes care of us. Everything that he promised, he's still doing it. Me and my wife and other people that we've seen have been blessed. I mean, just abundantly blessed even throughout that pandemic. Notice I said that pandemic, because I just believe when you speak God's word and you pray and you decree and declare a thing, God will make it happen. That's what faith does. God gave us power to control our environments. Nothing should happen in your community unless you allow it. Nothing should happen in the midst of your family unless you allow it. You got to speak God's word. You got to pray. You got to be strong in faith so that every spiritual wickedness, every evil force, every plan or assignment of the enemy will not take place in your environment, will not take place in the midst of your family, will not dwell with where you and your family are. This is how powerful we are. And so let us move forward. And so I just want to say this. It takes staying focused and dedication. Studying God's word and applying what you learn to receive, to grow and progress in faith. And so to progress is to grow. To progress is to produce the results of what God promised. To progress is to be delivered from bad habits, people, places, and things that held you back. Can I say that again? To progress in faith is to be delivered from bad habits, people, places, and things that has held you back. To progress is to take ownership of who God is and who you are in him so you can press forward, pressing forward by faith. That's why we have to delight in the Lord, because when we delight in the Lord, he'll give us the strength we need to endure, persevere. And so, family, working out what God is working in. Now you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Now you have a personal relationship with him. Now you are getting to know him. Now he's revealing himself to you. Now how he's speaking to you through his word. Now you're getting spiritual knowledge. Now you're getting godly wisdom. Now you're getting understanding. Now you're getting revelation. Now your faith is getting stronger. Now now in Jesus' name. Now you familiar with who God is. Now you, not only are you familiar with who God is, but you're becoming familiar with who you are in Him, that you're more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who loves you, that you're the head and not the tail, that you are above only and not beneath, only and not beneath. You're a lender and not a borrower, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, come on, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you are perfected in Christ, that you want the work of His hands. Come on, for the Lord is good, and His mercy endure forever. And so now you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and now faith is coming by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so now that you accepted Christ, and now that you are focusing on strengthening your faith, you're beginning to progress in faith. And now that you are progressing in faith, now you can begin to work out what God has worked in, every gift that He's given you. Come on, everything that He's downloaded in you, every business idea, every strategy, every concept, come on, everything that God has downloaded in you, now you are in position to give birth. I feel like preaching. Let me calm down. Now you are in position to work out what God is working in, and now you can move by faith. Now you can produce good fruit in the earth. Now you can advance God's kingdom. Now you can be effective. Now you can let your light so shine before others that they see the good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now you can abound in every good word and work. Now you can experience the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Now you're an overcomer. Now you are succeeding and accomplishing. Now you're moving by faith, and you got a hedge of protection over you, and can nothing and nobody touch you, and now nothing can come against you, because God is for you, because you then got into God's word, you then tapped into who He is, you then got a revelation, and now you're moving forward on another level, a greater level, of the level that God wants you on. Now you're moving forward by faith, and not only are you giving God the glory, but you're helping your family, you're helping your community, you're helping your coworkers, you're helping your children, because you're working out what God is working in. Now you're in position to add value to the world. Because Jesus, whew, sacrificed His life. Because He came to the world to show us the way, y'all. And He took the penalty of sin for us. He took our place. He humbled Himself. He came to the world to die for our sins. He redeemed us. I mean, He humbled Himself and went through a mock trial. He allowed Himself to be arrested. He allowed Himself to be spit on and talked about and ridiculed. He allowed Himself. I might as well go there. Come on. He allowed Himself to be whipped. He allowed Himself to be sentenced to death. He humbled Himself and carried His own cross. He went to Calvary. Come on. He allowed them to nail Him to the cross because, listen, He had all power before He rose. But He humbled Himself and allowed it to take place. Why? Because He was about His Father's business, and He loved us. He loves us. And so He humbled Himself, and He allowed the Roman soldiers to nail Him to the cross and to lift Him up high, because what they did not know is that when they lifted Him up, He was drawing all of us unto Him. And so So they lifted him up, and he stayed on the cross. He did not call for the angels. He could have, but he didn't, because it was his love that kept him there. It was the love that he has for us that kept him on the cross, that kept him on course, because for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For he sent his Son not to condemn the world, but so that the world can be saved through him. And he shed his blood on the cross, and he gave up his spirit, and he hung his head and died, and he went to hell and set the captive free. He took the keys to hell and the grave, and 3 days later he rose with all power in his hands. And he's the reason why we're here today. He's the reason why you can progress in faith, so that you can work out what God has worked in, so that you can add value to this world, so that you can be effective, so that you can live a life of faith, so that you can help so many people. You and your family is created to be successful, to not lack, to not struggle. Yeah, we've had challenges, we've had trials, we've had tests, but they only came to make us stronger, to give us learning, lesson to learn, so that as we press forward, we'll know how to overcome, how to press forward, how to succeed in being who God created us to be. And so you may have been listening tonight, and you want to make the decision. You're saying to yourself, Minister Merrill, I want to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, because I want to begin to get to know him. I don't want to focus on religion. I'm not about denominations. I'm not about just going to church on Sundays and just going through the motions and the formalities. I want to get to know Jesus Christ. I want to get to know him for myself, because what he spoke to you tonight, it spoke to me. And I'm in position to not hold back no more. I'm in position to not be ashamed anymore. I'm in position to get to know him. I want to get to know him. That's what you're saying tonight. I want to get to know the God of my salvation. I want to get to know him so that I too can progress in faith and work out what he has worked in me, and so that I can add value to the world, and so that I can break out of where I am, and so that I can overcome every obstacle, and so that I can stop trying to handle situations on my own. If you're saying that tonight, this is your time, this is your moment. Do not wait for tomorrow. Do not wait for another moment. This is the moment. Now, tomorrow is not promised, I'm going to tell you the truth, but listen, now is the time. Now is the time to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, so that you can live the life he created you to live, life and life more abundantly. And so, family, if that's you tonight, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Say, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned and fallen short of your glory. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins, and he rose with all power. Jesus, save me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart. Come into my life and stay in my life. In Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, come into my heart. Come into my life and stay in my life, and have your way, so that I live according to God's word, his will, and his way. In Jesus' name, amen. Family, if you just repeated that prayer after me, you just got saved. If you believe it without a doubt, if you believe it without fear, without hesitation, without being ashamed, if you believe it without being in your feelings, you just got saved, and this is the first day of the best days of the rest of your life. I encourage you to get into a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching church where they can help you grow spiritually through God's word, and where y'all can help encourage and inspire each other to press forward by faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is being sure of what you hope for and being certain for what you do not see. And so, family, you may feel like I can't see God, but you can be certain that he's real, that he lives within you, that he loves you. He's covering you. He wants to use you. He's ready to bless you. And there's nothing the enemy can do about it. God bless you, family. I know heaven is rejoicing for those. God said in this word, if one accepts Christ, the angels rejoice. But we're glad, we're believing that more than one accepted Christ tonight. And so we're all grateful and excited and giving God praise. I'm going to ask Brother Rob to come on and give us the announcement, and then announcements, and then I'll come back and close out.
Okay, real quickly, we'll go ahead and do these announcements. And this is the Product Purpose Kingdom Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode. No matter where in the world you are, we just thank you so much, and we appreciate your support here at Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank you so much. If you want to contact us at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can contact us via email at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. That way you can see your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello, or you can just send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom, where you can do likewise. We also have a Facebook page at Purpose Kingdom, where you can just go ahead and like us on that Facebook page, and you can share with your friends and family members what they've been missing out this evening, or you can go back to the archives, which is at www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. And you just simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can listen to that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And we just greatly appreciate that. Well, guys, well, God's blessing. We'll be joining us tomorrow evening at the 8 p.m. hour. Once again, at the 8 p.m. hour, with The Turning Point, hosted by Reverend Charles, Elder Charles Lee and Reverend Maureen Lee. And we can enjoy that broadcast tomorrow evening with God's will and God's blessing. And once again, it's going to be The Turning Point with Elder Charles Lee and Minister Maureen Lee. And with that being said, that's going to be the end of our announcements. And I'd just like to thank each and every one of you that have chosen to share with your friends and family members. We thank you so much. And with that being said, I'm going to turn the program back over to Minister Bernard. Minister Bernard?
Amen. Amen. We thank you, Brother Rob, for the announcements. Once again, family, we encourage all of you to connect with Purpose Kingdom Network. Really connect with Purpose Kingdom Network. God is doing some great things here. And, you know, there's always a messenger from God in position to give you a word from the Lord that will strengthen your faith, nourish your heart, and equip you to press forward. Knowing that God is always with you, he's always going to be with you, and he's always going to have you covered. I'm grateful and excited tonight for the word that God gave, and I want to share this with you. Let's look at Psalms 90 and verse 17, and this is what God said in this word. I'm going to read it in the NIV version, Psalms 90 and verse 17. And it says, may the favor of the Lord, our God, rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. let me read it again, family. May the favor of the Lord, our God, rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. For Psalms chapter 90, verse 17 in the NIV version. And so, family, we got work to do. We've been had work to do. We've always had work to do. And it's time for you to work out what God is working in. God has given you peace, his peace that passeth all understanding and shall keep your hearts and minds through his son, Jesus Christ, Philippians 4:7. He's given you his joy that is your strength. I mean, God has equipped you, qualified you, approved you, anointed you. God has done it all for you so that you can work out what he's worked in. You got gifts. You're very knowledgeable. You're very smart. You're very intelligent. You're very wise. It's because God created you to be that way, to add value to this world, those around you, to shine bright by being great, being who he created you to be, to shine bright using the gifts he's given you to write, to sing, to play, to create. Start the business. Enroll in the school. Go for everything that God has promised you. Do everything that you're inspired to do positively. And know that God is always with you, and that he'll always be with you, and he'll always have you covered. And so having great expectations to do a greater work, see greater and experience greater, is how we all should press forward by faith. God wants us to dream big, family, and succeed in all that we do. But we must always put God first. Turn to him for help. Seek him in all that we do for guidance and approval, knowing that with God, he will always give us exactly what we need when we need it to fulfill our purpose according to his will, so that he will receive all of the glory. All right, I want to say that again. Having great expectations to do a greater work, see greater, experience greater, is how we should be pressing forward by faith. God wants us to dream big. Don't put no limitations on God. If you believe God for big, you'll receive big. If you believe God for small, you'll receive small. Don't put no limits on God. Make God bigger than any and everything in this world, anybody in this world. Make God bigger than anybody and anything in this world. All right? God wants us to dream big and succeed in all that he created us to do, blessed us to do, anointed us to do. We got power to do what we do because we're anointed to do it. We have the Holy Spirit who is our advocate, our intercessor, our teacher, teaching us all things, bringing all things back to our remembrance and showing us things to come. But we must always put God first. Turn to him for help. He's a very present help in a time of trouble. Seek him in all that we do for guidance and approval, knowing that with God, he will always give us exactly what we need, as much as we need, every time there is a need, so that we can abound in every good word and work to fulfill our purpose according to his will, so that he will receive all of the glory. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish the work of your hands. May the favor of God be in full manifestation in your life. I speak it to you by faith in Jesus' name. May the favor of God, full manifestation in your life. Receive it by faith tonight in Jesus' name. Go ahead and give God some praise. We're just so grateful for the word that God has given tonight to be shared and downloaded in to you all. Family, it's so important that we have joy and progress in faith. It's so important that we have joy and progress in faith. We've got a reason to have joy and progress in faith. Why? Because we've got an assignment. We've got a purpose given by God, and it's our responsibility to fulfill it in Jesus' name. Come on, real quick. It's important that we have joy and progress in faith. Why? We've got a reason, because we've got an assignment. We've got a purpose given by God, and it's our responsibility to fulfill it in Jesus' name. Family, God bless you. I love you. Know that Jesus loves you, and know that I love you too. I love you all so much. It don't matter if I don't know you personally or not. I love you. I love you with the love of the Lord. Come on, family. Y'all already know, by faith we good, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Keep your expectations strong, because when you have great expectations, you have great faith, and you'll receive greater results. God bless you, family. Until the fifth Friday of this month, October, I believe the 30th, I'll see you all again soon. God bless you. I love you. I'm out.
Jesus bless.
He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me. I will not lose. Set me free. I will not lose.
Never want to see me down. I will not lose.